The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Damping down the brush fires, there is rain and relief in the forecast.
And a New York State forest ranger died yesterday fighting the wildfire near the New Jersey state line in Greenwood Lake, New York. Reports say a tree fell on the ranger. He was pronounced dead at the hospital, his name not yet released. On Long Island, Riverhead police say a firefighter was taken to the hospital with smoke inhalation while fighting a brush fire there. And all of this with air quality issues in parts of the area because of the smoke.
Zach Iskell, the city's emergency management commissioner, said the air is okay, but just be mindful of how you feel.
Right now at this stage with this air quality, you should really just be watching for symptoms. If you are in a category that is sensitive, maybe stay inside for certain periods. But we're not in any, there's no advisories right now.
So otherwise, for most people, this is a beautiful fall day, especially if you feel like taking a walk. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Prospect Park.
Well, it is a good day for a walk. It is not the day for a cookout. Parks Commissioner Sue Donahue says the mayor banned grilling in parks.
It'll be in effect for the foreseeable future. We're experiencing, as you know, extremely dry conditions, and we need to take all precautions.
That comes after two brush fires in Prospect Park. And in New Jersey, they're still under a red flag warning, and multiple wildfires are burning. One man was hurt in a shooting at a Queen's Lodge early yesterday. Police say there was a fight outside the Lotus Lounge on Myrtle Avenue in Glendale just before 4 a.m. Guy drove up in a black Range Rover, got out and shot several rounds into the front door and windows. A 39-year-old man inside, a club worker, was seriously wounded, hit three times in the body and once in the knee, said to be stable at the hospital. Suspect drove away in the Range Rover and police are still looking for him. Police do have an arrest in a brazen abduction attempt in Crown Heights yesterday. This happened in broad daylight around 3:30 p.m. on Kingston Avenue. Police say a man and his six-year-old son were on the sidewalk when a guy just came up to them and tried to grab the boy. Dad yanked him back and slugged the would-be abductor, and the guy ran off. Police caught up with him soon after. He is identified as 28-year-old Stephen Stowe of Kingston Avenue and stands charged with attempted kidnapping and harassment. No one was hurt in the incident. There's no other details right now. Well, here's a comeback you probably didn't have on your bingo card. Disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner. On his weekly radio show yesterday afternoon, he said he's considering a city council bid, said he's strongly looking at entering the race for the lower Manhattan seat currently held by term-limited council member Carlina Rivera. He says he's thinking about and wrestling with it, particularly in the wake of the presidential election. There are already three other candidates in the race, and all have raised north of $50,000 for their campaigns. You may recall that Weiner's been out of office since a 2011 sexting scandal, and his 2013 mayoral bid was derailed by a second sexting scandal. Some grim new details about the fate of a New York nurse who went missing during a vacation in Hungary this week. Media reports there say 31-year-old Mackenzie Mikulski was found dead in a suitcase after friends reported her missing when she failed to check out of her Airbnb and didn't make her flight home. Mikulski was last seen at a nightclub early Tuesday. Police tracked down a 37-year-old Irish man who'd been seen with her. He reportedly confessed to killing her and stuffing her body in the suitcase. Mikulski's family in Fredonia confirmed her death. They described her as a beautiful and compassionate young woman who was dedicated to caring for others. State Department says it is working with the U.S. Embassy in Budapest to bring the suspect to justice. It's your chance to see a slew of rare artworks from Picasso, Gauguin, Renoir, and more, all for free. It's an in-person preview for the fall sales at Sotheby's, and several different shows are up at the auction house in the Upper East Side space. Lucius Elliott is the head of contemporary art for evening sales. He tells 1010 Winds this is really special.
It's this kind of remarkable experience that you can come into this space with such regularity and see something completely different and something that, by definition, you'll never have the opportunity to see assembled in this way again.
The shows are at the Sotheby's Upper East Side Gallery through November 20th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.